CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Thanksgiving week travel could get a bit interesting with some storms heading to New England, among other places. CBS's Chanel Call is at Newark Airport.
Things are moving smoothly today, but the holiday travel rush is just getting started. AAA expects roughly 80 million people to hit the roads and the skies this week. That's a record high. The peak travel days will be Tuesday and Wednesday, with 2.8 million people expected to fly on Tuesday and another 2.9 million on Wednesday.
It could be a slow go in the Pacific Northwest, still recovering from power outages and the heavy rain and wind of that bomb cyclone. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak on what's next.
More showers, thunderstorms, and of course, snow in the higher elevations are still being fueled by that atmospheric river. We're going to start off with snow, and we have plenty of it from the Sierra Nevada mountains this week, with an additional 2 to 3 feet of snow and gusts of 55 miles.
President-elect Donald Trump's incoming administration starts off with 59% of public support, according to the latest CBS News poll. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
President-elect Donald Trump's incoming administration starts off with mostly goodwill from the public. A majority of Americans overall are either happy or at least satisfied that he won and are either excited or optimistic on what he'll do as president.
The choice for Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has a long history of questioning American intelligence. On CNN, Republican James Lankford thinks that'll likely continue in the Trump administration.
She's not been afraid to be able to speak out and to say, hey, I disagree on some areas. But that's a very different role than saying, what is your philosophy and what is President Trump's philosophy of how we're going to handle national intelligence?
On CBS's Face the Nation, Democrat Chris Van Hollen is worried that Trump may skirt the Senate and bypass confirmation hearings.
I've been troubled by some talk that President-elect Trump wants to short circuit that constitutional approach using this recess appointment device.
17,000 people ran the Philadelphia Marathon. Reporter Ross DeMattei spoke with the men's winner.
There is more on the line than just a personal best. For the men's winner, finishing first is the culmination of a lot of hard work.
Oh my God, it feels amazing. I'm honestly still in shock. I can't believe it, but I'm just proud of all the hard work I put in, and I ran to the best of my ability, and that was the win today, so I couldn't be happier.
For the last time, President Biden will pardon a couple of turkeys. Turkey Federation President John Zimmerman.
After tomorrow's presentation at the White House, Peach and Blossom will be retiring to Farm America in Waseca, Minnesota, where they'll be well looked after.
And game show host Chuck Woolery has died. He was the host of Wheel of Fortune and Love Connection. Woolery was 83. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indie 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Father, there where I wanted to go. From Welland, Ontario, Canada, it is Andy Colonico, Learn and Burn, as we get started with the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, recording this show in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, in November, where the weather is not, it's not that bad. A little chilly out there today, but all in all, I've got no complaints. And although I'm recording this right now in Niagara Falls, I'm actually in New York City. This whole radio thing, so confusing, isn't it? by the way, Andy Colonico, join me on BS Live Rocks for Your TV Niagara. Episode is coming up in the next couple of weeks. It airs Wednesdays and Sundays. If you are in Southern Ontario, HD 700. I know on Sundays it's on at 9 p.m. On Wednesdays, I believe it's at 8 p.m. Anyway. All right, Jesse T is on the way right now. My friend Chase Stevens, I was with Chase about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He has a brand new single. I'm going to get to it right now. It's called As Good As It Gets. It is the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio right here along Civic Media.
A lot of stuff I don't understand. Sometimes things don't go as planned. I always thought that was just part of life. It's all right. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You get what you get, you can't always choose. But in the end you hope that it'll be enough to be happy. And you dance around the sun 100 times while the moon and stars shine. But it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. I'm not a sinner, but I sure am no saint. I've been on both sides of up and down, good and bad, and lost, and I've been found. Oh, I know it's sometimes easy to forget. But life is good. Make it as good as it gets. What you never have. Don't waste time looking back. Then water under the bridge is as good as gone, whether right or wrong. We all get a little rain
now and then. But the sun will shine again. 'Cause it is what it is and it ain't what it ain't. I'm not a sinner, but I sure am no saint. I've been on both sides of up and down, good and bad and lost, and I've been found. Oh, I know it's sometimes easy to forget. Life is good, make it as good as it gets. I know that in life, nothing is guaranteed, but we do the best we can. Whatever will be, will be. Gotta roll on down the highway, blazing a trail of memories. 'Cause it is what it is and it ain't what it ain't. I'm not a sinner, but I sure am no saint. I've been on both sides of up and down, good and bad, been lost, and I've been found. Oh, I know it's sometimes easy to forget. Life is good, make it as good as it gets. Oh, I know sometimes it's easy to forget. Life is good, make it as good as it gets.
Beautiful.
You're not almost beautiful. You are beautiful. Jesse T right there from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. 8045 Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media. I hope you'll check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeil.com. You can send me an email as well, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. A couple of weeks ago, I ran an interview with James Underwood. Maybe it was last weekend, actually, now that I think about it. Gets confusing when you record these shows a week ahead of time. James is also from Niagara, St. Catharines, Ontario, to be specific. He put a brand new album, actually two albums, out in 2024. And you can check out that interview on the Industry 45 podcast show, wherever you get your podcast. Just put in an Industry 45 podcast show. And the interview is there in full with James Underwood. We're going to get to James right now. It's called The Ghosts I Create. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scrolling through my phone, feeling blue. Needed some company to get me through. I swiped right and I saw your face. Well, I knew right then after the first day that you're the perfect blend of everything I need. A little bit of sour and a whole lot of sweet. watching the sun go down. Talk about our dreams and getting out of this town. Love like this is too good to be, but honey, deep down you were meant for me. Yeah, you're the perfect blend of everything I need. A little bit of sour. Peach iced tea. Peach iced tea. The moment you came into my life, I knew you were my bubbly paradise. You're the perfect blend of everything I need. A little bit of sour and a whole lot of sweet. I'm addicted to you.
Brand new for Haley Vero, Peached Iced Tea. A little cold for that right now, though. It is Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here along Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal bringing you, my friend, local music from someplace else. Broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Kristen Nichols is on the way from Hamilton, Ontario. I encourage you to check out Kristen on YouTube. He's got a ton of great songs and real cool vibe. You gotta check him out. Like, visually, he's got a great voice, but when you check out his brand and his image, pretty cool right there. Kristen Nichols with a K. He's coming up right now. Let me see, where do I start with this? I was in Nashville, Tennessee a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to Laura Lee Vince. Laura Lee is Ashlyn Vince's mother, and Ashlyn is from Welland, Ontario, Canada. But Ashlyn, for a long time, lived in Nashville, Tennessee, playing along Lower Broadway. She got married, had a baby. I think she may still live in Nashville, but I think she might be living in Florida because I know her parents are living in Florida. Long story short is that I got a message from Laura Lee saying, my daughter is putting out a Christmas song with Ronnie Booth, who is her father-in-law. So here you go. Christmas time featuring Ronnie Booth. It's Ashlyn Vince, my very first Christmas song in 2024, right here on the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio, along Civic Media.
We waited all through the year for the day to appear. We could be together in harmony. Christmas every day. See the joy in the children's eyes. The way that the old folks smile says that Christmas will never go away.
We're all as one tonight. It makes no difference if you're black or white. 'Cause we can sing.
wish it was Christmas every day. See the joy in children's eyes, and the way that the old folks smile, says that Christmas will never go away.
It's a time of year whenever you want to gather, celebrate.
Down. If you search, that's just where I'd be found. I'm trying to be the man of your dreams, but I learned love just ain't what it seems. On a shelf, 6 feet high, was a 5-7 proof that we tried. And I hate to have to admit, when you left, that a part of me died. I drive down the street from Texas to Tennessee, I just can't get you off of my mind. I could pretend that your memory ain't haunting me, but the truth is I know that's a lie. Where you are, never far. Where you are, never far from my heart. Try to move on if I could, but I don't do the things that I should. Cause will it be time of drinking for two that'll make me stop thinking about you? I can drive down the street up from Texas to Tennessee, I just can't get you off of my mind. I could pretend that your memory ain't haunting me, but the truth, I know that's a lie. Where you are, never far. Where you are, never far from my heart. I can drive down the street up from Texas to Tennessee, I just can't get you off of my mind. I could pretend that your memory ain't haunting me, but the truth is I know that's a lie. I could drive down the street up from Texas to Tennessee, I just can't get you off of my mind. I could pretend that your memory ain't haunting me, but the truth is I know.
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Kagi from Night Ranger, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal. He wanted me to say the whole thing.
Doesn't matter who, you're gonna find it. All of the things that you know in your life don't mean nothing here. So the game is on, our innocence is gone. You're gonna see that nothing is real. So forget how you feel, 'cause it's all so wrong.
Will you ever be the man?
Called Phrase Gang. It is Tough Enough. It is Industry 45 right here on Max Inc. Radio. Civic Media Radio Network. Phrase Gang, of course, is Greg Fraser from the band Brighton Rock here in Canada. And I figured at this moment, because today in real time is the day after the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. You're listening to this broadcast a week after that, of course. But Tough Enough, I don't know any person, not that I know Mike Tyson, tougher than Mike. At 58 years of age, to step into that ring, and I know a lot of people are arguing that it was fixed, and, you know, these arguments do happen all the time, and maybe it was, I don't know. But at the end of the day, Mike needed the money, he made that clear, and he earned the right to get the opportunity for that payday. So that's kind of how I look at it. And I do think that Jake Paul kind of held back a little bit. He's a lot younger. I don't know if he's a lot stronger, but certainly a lot quicker. So I enjoyed the evening, other than the buffering on Netflix. But I just wanted to say that I so respect Mike Tyson and his entire boxing career. And good on Jake Paul, the cash man. He makes it happen for money, and he's going to continue to do that. Just a young guy. So how about we do this one? It's JD and Bam, my good friends in that band from St. Catharines, Ontario. This is their latest. It is called Fallen Soldiers, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Right from St. Catharines, Ontario, the JDM band, Fallen Soldiers. It is the Indy 45 show right here on Max Inc. Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. A ton of interviews there on the Industry 45 podcast show. From rock stars to country stars to a bunch of indie acts as well. ShaneChristopherNeal.com. And if you want to reach me via email, it's ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. Rob Fitzgerald played in Niagara Falls last weekend. A big Texas, but I couldn't make it out. I was suffering from a bit of the flu. I think it was self-imposed, but it doesn't matter. Wasn't feeling so well last weekend, so I didn't make it out. But I did get to introduce Rob Fitzgerald via the interweb to a number of people in Niagara who went to check out the show, and they said it was fabulous. So I'm going to play for you The Man My Daddy Made, which is Rob's latest single. That's coming up after this song right here. I just played JDM, and Randy Bishop is the bass player in that band, JDM. And he's working with Adam Bears of NT1078. So the two of them teamed up for this one. It is called Circuits, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Knows I got 24 things always on the go. I'll probably work two jobs till my dying days. Got a damn good woman standing by my side, a couple of kids that I provide. It's in my blood to get them through the mud and be there to pave the way. So I'm
we go from like heavy rock and roll to a little bit of country, from Randy Bishop to Rob Fitzgerald, the man my daddy made. That is his latest. Indy 45 Max Sync Radio right here on Civic Media. I played you a Christmas song a little bit earlier. I figure I'm going to close with one here. I guess technically it is the Christmas season, although in Canada, it's much more Christmas than it is out in Wisconsin, I'm sure. And I also realize that really Christmas for you guys, it's okay to say that, begins after Thanksgiving, which hasn't happened yet. Mine happened weeks ago. Doesn't matter. I'm playing Christmas music anyway. Gonna wrap the show up with this one. The James Clark Institute just got this sent to me. It's called Orange Christmas. Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, along Civic Media. Thanks for hanging out, my friend. Cheers.
Santa, then he promised us.
Irish Christmas, and I'm thinking to myself, Jesus, baby, won't you please come home? I'm steaming up an orange Christmas, and I'm thinking to myself, Jesus, baby, won't you please come home?
Get her man. Ask anybody and they'll tell you it's true. I ain't ever had a woman like you. I ain't ever had a woman like you. Strong as whiskey and sweet as wine. She holds a mark and walks the line. She don't bitch, she don't mind. Knows when to leave it enough alone. Sure as the morning sky turns blue. Hey! I ain't ever had a woman like you. I ain't ever had a woman like you. She stands so strong.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are...
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And stream.